It has been 46 days since 17-year-old Trayvon Martin was shot and killed in Sanford, Florida. Some people believe that's much too long to wait for an arrest. But it'll be months before there's any resolution in this case, at least. Yes, second-degree murder charges have been filed against the man who admits to shooting Trayvon, but it could be 8 months, a year. Sometimes it takes 2 years to resolve a murder trial, at least months before a jury is convened and a trial begins. So what happens in the interim? Valerie Houston joins us now, pastor at Allen Chapel AME Church in Sanford, Florida. Valerie, the Trayvon's parents last night begged for calm. Do you feel as though people will respond to that, will respect that request?
I feel they respond to that because the city of Sanford, I can speak for the city of Sanford, that has been our movement for the entire time, nonviolent and peace, waiting for justice to be served, and we feel this was step one in justice being served. So I believe that we will honor that request because that's our request as well.
Okay, you say that it's step one. Trayvon's parents say that all they wanted was an arrest, and now that there has been one, now that there will be a real investigation and charges have been filed, that's the most that they could ask for. Do you feel that you or the rest of the community there wants to see more?
Yes, the community wants to see more, and we thank God for Angela Corey and for her wonderfully efficient team for the arrest, and that was the one thing that we were crying out with our loud voice for the city of Sanford. But also we believe that if the Sanford police had arrested him, even though they took it on self-defense with the Stand Your Ground law, that if the arrest had been made that night, we would not have had to put the parents and the community through all that we have gone through. So the community is still asking for permanent resignation or firing of Chief Billy.
Farai Chidea, a journalist and blogger at Farai.com, joins us as well. Farai, you've written extensively about the Trayvon Martin case. I'm sure you're aware of concerns that this is a volatile community at this point, that protests could, in the interim between now and an actual trial, become more heated and they could escalate.
Well, I think that they already have escalated is maybe not the right word, but I think that already the case definitely has become racialized in ways that are unfortunate. I mean, I wrote a piece for The Root, which is currently up, that talks about the ways in which we need to consider this a universal issue. And part of that is by following the money, looking at the lobbying process, checking out the gun laws that have been spreading across the state with a huge donor influence, and making it not just about this one case, but also about justice for all Americans. I think that you know, Trayvon Martin's family deserves justice, but I think all Americans also do.
Well, let me go back to a comment that we got from a listener, Frederick in Brooklyn, in which he said he's afraid that this will lead to what he calls an O.J. Simpson-like racial backlash from whites, and that the case will be drawn on racial lines. People viewed O.J. through a melanin-tinted glasses, Frederick says, and I fear this will be similar. Do you share Frederick's worries?
I definitely think that's happening. I don't think it's at the level of the O.J. case, which is very different, where you're talking about someone who was an accused perpetrator versus somebody who is a known victim. So that's a real difference that we should remember. But I definitely think that race is often a proxy for many other things. Race is a proxy for opportunity. Race is a proxy for your ability to advance in a country. Race is a proxy for safety. So you have people who are looking at this as a case where it's like, you tell me that I can't be safe. You tell me that I can't defend my home. It's become about so much more than whether or not this was a justifiable shooting. It's become a referendum on how people feel about their own personal safety. That is unfortunate, and that is not the way that the case should unfold.
That's journalist and blogger Farai Chidea. Let's go back to Valerie Houston, pastor at Allen Chapel AME Church in Sanford, Florida. Valerie, you say that step two for you is changes at the police department. Do you think also there's going to be a real serious reevaluation of the Stand Your Ground law that Farai is talking about, the people's ability to feel safe?
I think that's going to be a reevaluation, and I think that needs to be done. They already have surveys out getting the opinions of the community of Sanford, just a student from Delaware, but everybody responded favorably to the survey. And I think overall the law will be looked at because even Jeb Bush and some of the other persons thought it should be, it was not intended for what it was intended for in this case.
How do you think this will progress, Valerie? Are you concerned, as some people are, that this will simply become more racially heated and that this could drive a wedge between the diverse communities, not just in Florida, but throughout the country?
We never really focused on it being racially heated, although, Trayvon is an African-American young man. It was an issue of right or wrong. We felt like the night he should have been, George Zimmerman should have been arrested. And if that had happened, it wouldn't have gotten to this point. Sanford is not a violent or a forceful, aggressive type of community. And most of the marches, people came into Sanford.
Came in and started protests and marched.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing that was really initiated by Sanford was a town hall meeting by the NAACP. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I can hear you.
And also a prayer vigils. But all the marches and everything else were people that wanted to come in and do the marching and protesting.
And Farai Chidea, do you feel that will continue? Or as the months elapse between now and an actual trial, will things begin to calm down?
Well, I think that definitely we see something where people are going to stay abreast of the case. And so if you have, unfortunately, it has become a case where people definitely have people on different sides definitely have an outcome that they want to see. Some people want to see Zimmerman exonerated. Some people want to see him, convicted. The question for me is not so much what happens during the trial phase, but what happens on the decision moment and if anything comes out of that, if protests come out of it, particularly if he is exonerated.
And Valerie, let me put that to you. Are you concerned for your community when that verdict comes down, if whether or not there could be violence in Sanford if he's exonerated?
I believe that with the tempo and the emotions of people, it could go either way, but we're still praying for nonviolence and peace, and that's what we've stood for, and that's what we're going to continue to pray for and stand for. And we thank God for giving us that in this situation.
Valerie Houston is pastor at Allen Chapel AME Church in Sanford, Florida. She's been actively involved in the town hall meeting that she was talking about. Farai Chidea, journalist and blogger at Farai.com, who's, of course, written extensively about the Trayvon Martin case. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We wonder how this conversation is going. The conversation you're having about Trayvon Martin, if you're having one, at home or in the office, you can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.